This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The head of the U.S. Secret Service is in town this week to tour the venues that will play host to the Democratic National Convention in August. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle is a native of the Chicago area. She's back home this week to make sure the city is prepared to host the DNC at the United Center and McCormick Place. Cheadle says the agency is working with federal, state, and local law enforcement to identify threats, including potentially from Russia.
That whole of government approach is that we're able to bring all of those resources to bear and be able to analyze and collect intelligence from all of our partners. And so that is one of many scenarios that we plan for to be able to mitigate.
She says so far there have been no additional threats because of last week's conviction of former President Donald Trump. A new study finds evidence of racial bias in Chicago traffic stops. Researchers studied the location and demographics of people ticketed by speed cameras or pulled over by police. On streets where half the drivers are black, roughly half the drivers caught by speed cameras are black. However, on those same streets, 70% of police traffic stops for moving violations involve black drivers. University of Sydney professor David Levinson is one of the study's authors.
So police officers might say, yes, we're pulling these people over more often, but they're violating more often. And if the violations from cameras are objective and representative, then they're not violating nearly as often as they're being pulled over.
The study also found that white drivers are less likely to be pulled over by police than they are to be ticketed by a speed camera. More than 60 Chicago organizations that serve youth are being awarded grants by the city totaling $600,000. The microgrant program is one of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's efforts to connect kids with opportunities this summer. Johnson says the programs could help keep kids engaged and safe.
We know that prevention is key. We can't stand by and wait until violence happens or occurs for the city to respond. We need to provide our young people with enrichment, engagement, and safe, productive spaces so that they know that they are truly cared for and loved.
Some of the programs getting money include astronomy, animation, and a Bamba dance class. The grants are funded through federal pandemic relief dollars. The city has until the end of this year to budget more than $200 million remaining in federal funds for community programs. A new study by Indiana University finds toxic chemicals raining down on the Great Lakes. There are also higher concentrations detected in urban areas like Chicago. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are nearly unavoidable. They are commonly known as forever chemicals. Marta Veniers, co-author of the report.
We did find PFAS in the rain and in the air because PFAS can mobilize in the environment and they can travel away from sources to other locations.
She says the chemicals are released into the atmosphere, which then comes down as rain. The EPA recently passed the first drinking water standards for these toxic substances. Something else you should know today. The president of Chicago's Latino Policy Forum says President Joe Biden's executive order restricting asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border is, quote, dangerous and goes against the country's values. Sylvia Puente says it's frustrating migrants and undocumented residents are paying the price for Congress's inaction on immigration reform. Many of the tens of thousands of migrants who have arrived in Chicago in the last year have fled to the U.S. seeking asylum from upheaval in their home countries. Meanwhile, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the country's immigration system is inadequate to humanely address today's challenges. He is calling on Congress to work with Biden to pass comprehensive immigration reform that includes permanent pathways to citizenship. Today's weather, there's a chance of rain this morning and partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting similar temperatures but mostly sunny skies. That's it for now. Later today, it's starting to feel a lot like summer festival season in Chicago.
another family-friendly one, Tales of Polonia. This is the largest Polish festival in the country. Nonstop music. Every street fest touts what it's famous for. And I was like, all right, well, can it really be nonstop music? It kind of is nonstop music.
Writer Lauren Vieira looked at the schedule and brings us a variety of this year's Don't Miss Fests from all around the city. That's at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.